Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Hello, good morning. How are you? I hope you have not been beset by the gremlins that seem to be affecting everybody worldwide between now and 12 on the programme. Global glitch, probably not an attack, as airlines, airports, trains, banks, hospitals, TV stations and newspapers are knocked offline from Australia to Austria. God is on my side, says Donald Trump as he promises to build the wall, drill for oil and scrap green scams. Biden reportedly more open to argument that he should step aside as Obama weighs in. Michael Lester previews the All-Ireland final on Sunday, Orla Gearan on the threat of war with Israel in Lebanon, and classic kids' movies from the 80s and 90s. Which ones are worth revisiting? Text us this morning on 51551 if your device is still working, or email to acb@rte.ie. Who knows, we may even be able to read it. Let us begin with that mass IT outage that has hit companies everywhere. You've just heard Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, on the news headlines. Brian, can I begin with you? Can you expand on what it is that you've already said to us in the bulletin?
Sure. Well, it's been dubbed this morning, Philip, the blue screen of death. And that is because if you are affected by this IT glitch, your Windows-based PC will bring up a blue screen saying that there is an error. And this is happening on thousands, if not millions, of computers around the world today. We understand the source of it is linked to CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity company. An update to its antivirus software appears to have clashed with Windows systems and resulted in these problems. Now, in a note to users, CrowdStrike has said it is aware of reports of crashes on Windows hosts relating to its Falcon sensor. It's saying symptoms include a bug check blue screen error message relating to the Falcon sensor, and the company has offered a workaround to how to fix this outage. Now, earlier this morning, we thought it was specifically a Microsoft issue, and there's still a question mark over, well, is there a separate Microsoft issue as well happening today, or are the two linked? Still not too clear, but what we do know is that it is causing a huge amount of disruption. As you mentioned there, I suppose the airports, the airlines seem to be the biggest victims here, certainly right around the world. Reports of chaos in airports across Asia, Australia, huge amounts of flights in the US being grounded as well as a result of these outages. Here at home, I suppose, let's focus on the positive, let's focus on the local. Things not too bad at the moment, we believe. The biggest Irish company so far to report issues is Ryanair. It's saying it is experiencing disruption due to this global IT glitch. It's advising passengers to arrive at the airport at least 3 hours before their scheduled departure time. Now, a spokesperson for DAA, which runs Dublin and Cork airports, said its systems are working as normal, but it said, look, because some airlines are having issues, it may lead to longer lines in the airport. Aer Lingus saying it's not currently impacted by the outages.
Does it seem that, given the scale of the problems in Australia is worse than it is in Europe, that because they're a few hours ahead, that things might yet get worse here, Brian?
Yes, that's what I thought too, that perhaps this is a time zone issue, or we could focus on the positives, Philip, and say that it's going to hit Australia and then perhaps they will have worked out the issues, worked out the workarounds and how to fix the bugs. I mean, certainly CrowdStrike and Microsoft issuing messages very much today saying, look, we are on top of this. We know what the issue is. Here's how you fix it. But as we always know with these things, the fix is one thing, but it's how long it takes. And that huge knock-on impact, particularly when it comes to airlines, particularly when it comes to flights at this very, very, very busy time of year, that it could have this huge knock-on impact. And of course, it's not just airlines and flights. It's television. Sky News was off air for several hours this morning. I believe it's back up, though, recently. CBBC, the BBC Children's Channel, was also down as a result of this issue. RTE has said that it did experience some internet outage this morning, but it didn't affect its transmission services. You and I are speaking right now, although I will say I would normally dial in on a different system when it comes to radio reports, but we are having some issues with that today. in terms of banking, some of the big banks in Australia certainly reported a lot of issues. Thankfully, the Irish banks so far saying no issues there. Health, of course, IT systems and health people will remember the terrible chaos that was caused several years ago from the HSE cyber attack. The HSE saying today that it is not experiencing so far any outages as a result of this global IT glitch. But it should be said that in the UK, Philip, we are seeing GP surgeries affected. We're seeing hospitals affected in Germany. Fingers crossed, the Irish systems that we so far seem to be seeing holding up will remain that way. One other quick transport note to bring you. Dublin Bus, Aaron saying their services are all operating as normal, but TFI Transport for Ireland has said that some of its apps are experiencing some difficulties. The TFI Live app and the TFI app that you might use to top up your LEAP cards, they're saying they were having some difficulties with those. They were operating, but with limited functionality.
Brian, thank you. That then is the how bad. Now let us do the why. Ronan Murphy is chairman of Smart Tech. He joins me on the line. Ronan, do you have any understanding of what's causing this outage?
Yeah, look, obviously this IT outage is having a widespread global impact, probably and arguably the most damaging IT outage we've seen to date. And basically, there's two parts to this, right? The first is your cloud provider, being Microsoft. The world has increasingly moved a lot of its critical applications for large companies and governments and indeed consumers, the phone that's sitting in your pocket. They all rely on the cloud, right? And there's only a handful of very large cloud providers. You have Microsoft, you have Amazon, you have Google, and you have a few others. So you've got your cloud provider. And then you've got your cybersecurity vendor, who in this instance is CrowdStrike, and they are a behemoth. They are, you know, they have 25% of the market share globally. They work very closely with Microsoft. And if you took the top 1,000 companies in the world, probably 90% of them use CrowdStrike. So when you have an issue between CrowdStrike and Microsoft, the implications of that are obviously profoundly damaging. Now, you made a good point earlier in so far as this, when the world woke up in Australia, this started kicking off, right? So it started affecting a lot of the large organizations who have the combination of Microsoft and CrowdStrike. We have offices in Singapore, and earlier this morning, I started getting WhatsApp messages from my team in Singapore of the blue screen of death outside supermarkets, where you had the little egg timer and saying basically the supermarkets had gone offline and that they were experiencing a lot of issues with public services and transport in Singapore. And as the day has moved on, we've seen that move across the globe from India to the Middle East, across Europe, and then obviously this morning with Ryanair and so forth. I think as the day moves on, we'll see it impacting North America. And the good news, and you touched on this and it's a good point, is that thankfully you have Microsoft now and CrowdStrike working very aggressively to try and resolve this software update. The problem that we're seeing with this is that typically if you install software and it creates an issue like this, you could roll it back, right, and restore to an earlier version. It does look like the fix here is actually a manual intervention. And what that means is that organizations on a Friday have to find people that can go to these systems and try and work around to remediate the issue, which obviously can be very problematic.
We deal with the workaround in one second. Can I just go back on the why and what exactly it is that happened here? Was this a routine rollout of an update or a patch, or is there the possibility that CrowdStrike itself was the subject of an attack?
Everything points to the fact that this was a software update, a routine software update. But what I would say is that this is a really stark reminder to the potential pitfalls of centralizing systems in a single cloud vendor.
Okay, but hang on one second, because the thing that doesn't make sense about it being a centralized update is, why would they do everything everywhere all at once? Because usually when you roll out a patch or an update, you do it in one or two places at a time to precisely to avoid something like this happening.
You're spot on. And that's where there's going to be very tough questions asked by regulators and governments and enterprise customers about why this third-party vendor were allowed to update their software globally everywhere all at once. And that simple software update has led to the chaos that we're seeing right now.
Okay, so are you saying that right now somewhere there is a person or a room full of people who are going, holy crap, what have we done?
You're dead right. Spot on. That's exactly what's happened. There's a room full of people saying, oh my God, we've just rolled this out globally and we've taken a lot of the world offline because our software has created an issue.
That points to a kind of level of vulnerability that somebody in the Kremlin or one of those bot farms in St. Petersburg would be saying, God, why didn't we think of this?
It's terrifying. I totally agree. I mean, this is a real stark reminder to the potential pitfalls of the way the world has gone from a technology perspective. And you're dead right. I mean, if you're a nefarious actor or a nation state who want to sow chaos and either attack the West or, you know, set up the battle lines, what a better way to do it than this? Okay. So I think there's going to be a lot of very hard questions.
All right.
asked, a lot
of questions to ask, but then the workaround, what does it require? Can any old idiot like me do it, or is this going to be something that is going to require the best and the brightest of every organization to implement?
No, it looks like it's going to be quite, it's not going to be something that a normal user is going to fix. It's going to require technical administrators to, take the systems and fix the back end of that system in order to get them back up and running. So it looks like it's a complex fix.
Okay. It's not a turn it off, turn it on again fix.
No, it's not. And that's why companies like Sky News were down for several hours and Ryanair are having problems, and they have plenty of technical resources. So I think it's going to take time. It's going to take, you know, it's going to take a few days for this to wash through the system and to fully assess how bad the impact of this was. It'll be interesting to see when the stock market opens in a few hours in New York, the Nasdaq, to see what type of impact this will have on CrowdStrike. I mean, they're a $100 billion company.
That might be past tense by the time it does actually.
It's going to be super interesting to see what happens.
All right, Ronan Murphy, Chairman of Smart Tech, thank you very much. Let's just get a little bit further down into the weeds of what exactly is going on here. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. You must have got a bit of a shiver down your spine when you heard Ronan Murphy there saying it could take a number of days to work this out.
Good morning, Philip. Yeah, I've just looked at CrowdStrike's share price. They're down 45% in the early morning trading. It's been a bad, bad day for them. Okay, let's start, go through the points one by one. Ryanair, if you haven't got your boarding pass printed out, you're okay. They waived the airport check-in charge. They're handling it manually, and no flights have been delayed. They're getting them off very close to the takeoff time. So it's the first real fear, because Ryanair is the biggest airline out of Ireland, was the people who just couldn't check in this morning. The app they managed to decouple from the back end, but it seems to be down again. There you get a blue screen saying that you can't check in. So everything.
And the advice to intending passengers there is the advice to intending passengers there is 3 hours in advance of your flight, folks. Don't be trying to
very
cut this
interesting.
One fine.
Very interesting. Dublin Airport saying 2 hours for short haul. Ryanair saying 3 hours, but they are processing it manually now. There's a full grounding for three airlines operating out of Ireland. They're United, American, and Delta. This is related to the FAA, Philip. They put out a statement just over an hour ago saying they were grounding all the flights, a sort of a 9/11 approach to it. They just want to scratch their head, see what's going on. Is there a risk to passengers? That's a big deal, because we have 4 American flights due to take off between now and 1:15. We have 4 Delta from Dublin and 1 from Shannon, and we have 4 United from Dublin and 2 from Shannon. They've been loaded. The UA22 was supposed to take off 40 minutes ago. And the reason that things are sort of semi-normal with them is the FAA are supposed to update us around now and let us know whether they can take off again.
That's an interesting difference of approach there, Owen, isn't it? Do you think that that's a post-September the 11th hangover?
I think you're right, Phil, but I think it's more a post-Boeing hangover. The FAA come under a lot of criticism for being too close to Boeing and effectively allowing Boeing to certify themselves in the run-in, first of all, to the MAX crashes and then into the most recent incidents. So they are erring on the side of caution. They're the only aviation authority grounding flights. So where we have, back to Dublin, Welling and Iberia are not checking in passengers at all at the moment. They're not large operators out of Dublin. They probably will work their way through that. Apart from that, right across Europe, all the Spanish airports use the CrowdStrike system, and they are fierce. They're experiencing fierce difficulties, big queues, a lot of stuff in social media, of very long queues, and long queues in Gatwick, which may be a combination of Ryanair manually handling all their passengers as well as an airport system going down. Berlin grounded flights until now. The Irish flights to Berlin are not affected, but they rely on it for boarding pass scans. And Amsterdam, there's some delays there as well. Dublin seems to be coping well, and Ryanair have everything working manually. The manual check-in is working quite well, and Dublin Airport and Ryanair have both brought in extra staff to help manage the airport situation. So queues a little bit longer, but nothing chaotic as yet.
Owen Corrie, thank you very much. We spoke to the HSE this morning. They say that they have not been impacted directly by these issues. We remain vigilant and our cyber teams continue to monitor the situation. So do not be put off by or defer any hospital appointments there. Let us go to Mark Paul, Irish Times London correspondent. Not just planes, but trains have been seriously affected across England and Britain this morning, Mark.
That's right, yeah. Train services have been hit. I mean, there's kind of multiple operators are reporting problems. I mean, Avanti, West Coast, Southern, and there was long delays and short-term cancellations, short-notice cancellations on Thames Link trains. That's an above-ground service in and around London. A lot of cancellations there. But also also in airports and stuff as well. There are reports coming in from Gatwick Airport of absolutely hellish queues there, because not only are the airline system affected, but also the airport systems are affected. Scanners seem to be not working there, barcode scanners, and that's causing huge delays in Gatwick, and they're handing out bottles of water, and there's reports of an absolutely terrible situation. I mean, there's a kind of a collective groan across Britain this morning, because today of all days for travel systems and airports to be affected, because schools are out today across Britain. Today is the day that there is an exodus out of Britain on their holidays, and that's all been affected. So that's widespread across Britain. I mean, Edinburgh Airport was affected quite badly this morning. There are reports of delays in Heathrow as well. So travel services, but also in the health service, there's reports of problems with the centralised booking system for GPs. The NHS has a centralised system. And also with anyone trying to pick up prescriptions today. I mean, I got a call myself from my own wife about 15 minutes ago. She was up at our local GP surgery here in London. She was just, nothing serious, she was just renewing a prescription for some hay fever medication for her daughter. But the GP surgery couldn't access their system to find out the name of the medication. So my wife called me to check our medicine cabinet to tell the doctor what medication they had prescribed before. So simple everyday services like that are down.
And shops seem to have been impacted as well with card payments.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, London is as close as you will get to a cashless society. I mean, I think I've been to an ATM about five times in the last 18 months. So card payments have caused chaos this morning across general retail outlets. I mean, there's one particular an upscale bakery chain called Gales, which holds a very special place in the heart of middle class England. And they had no card payment system this morning, so that was a problem for them. I mean, there's Ladbrokes have reported problems in the last half hour. So the bookies, Morrison supermarkets, and a lot of retail outlets seem to have gone back to chip and pin. And you can tap contactless payments over here. You can tap for anything up to £100. So most people use contactless all day long, and a lot of people wouldn't even know the PIN number for their card. They'd have to go and check it. So that's caused a lot of delays this morning. And then also in communication services, I mean, Sky News was off air for a while. It's back now. But CBBC, Children's BBC, that is still down, and that's not a great thing to have down as well on the day that schools break. So there's disruption across the board, but it's the travel thing and it's the airports are causing the most difficulty, I think, here in Britain at the moment.
All right, thank you very much, Mark Paul. The London Stock Exchange is among the businesses that have been affected by this outage. What's this going to mean for financial trading? Here's Peter Brown from Bagot Investment Partners. Good morning to you, Peter. Has trading opened?
There is trading across the markets. That's the first thing. The Irish Stock Exchange is open and trading, and the London Stock Exchange is trading. Now, you know, people need to realize that kind of, you know, the stock exchange being closed, right? It closes for 2 days every week, you know, Saturday and Sunday. And people who have exposures to stocks are exposed for those 2 days. If news comes out about a stock, you can't cut it, you can't sell it, you can't buy anything based on news for a Saturday and Sunday every single week. So the stock exchange being closed, right, is not that, even if it was closed, it's not that major an issue in itself. What is a major issue in itself is how long this is going to last and what impact it has on the outlook for technology, because we know that the last year the stock markets have been driven by the excitement around AI and the Magnificent Seven stocks, Microsoft being one. That's what's driven returns in the stock market for the last year. So obviously something like this is not good for the outlook of AI and the outlook of moving towards okay. a more...
Whatever about the confidence in those tech stocks, what about trading in everything else? Is that going to be slowed down? Are the works going to be gummed up?
No, I don't see. Well, at the moment, I don't see trading being closed down. So trading should continue for the day unless something deteriorates even further. But at the moment, I don't see that happening. Then, of course, it's a Friday, which is fortuitous. So, you know, there's no trading Saturdays and Sundays anyhow. So you just have to get to New York close and there's no disruption there. However, there's quite likely to be a lot of disruption around information. So, you know, clearing of trades, balances on accounts, I would say that if there's going to be anything, it's going to be in that area.
Are you at your computer now, Peter? Have you looked at the CrowdStrike stock and how it's
doing?
I've
looked at the CrowdStrike. Now, what tends to happen, I know it's massively down pre-market, but pre-market trade is very thin. It's a very, very thin market. So it's not really very representative, and 45% would seem very excessive to me.
Sorry, is it quoted on the NASDAQ, which wouldn't have opened yet?
Yeah, it's quoted on the NASDAQ, but the even though the NASDAQ hasn't opened, you can trade pre-market. So there is trade pre-market, and it's a method of matching people who want to buy and sell, but it's not a true reflection of a market. But I would absolutely say that tech will be down this afternoon.
I thought that most trading rooms, most of the bigger financial companies as we have had to do here this morning in RTE, dust down an old studio and move from our brand spanking new studios into one that operates on older systems that haven't been impacted. Do they not have trading rooms? Do they keep, a redundancy built into their operations?
Yeah, they will all have mirror trading rooms that if they have a fault in the trading room, they've got somewhere that they can move key staff to. They all have that. But if it's something, a cloud-based system, it's unlikely that the backup room is going to be any different in that respect. It's really there if they have a fire in the building, if they have something located in terms of its cause within the building. But if it's in the cloud that the issue is, it's likely to affect both.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. We're joined by Reid Butler, a reporter with Nine News Melbourne. And as we were saying already, Australia having been impacted earlier, the depth of these problems was that little bit much more disruptive. Reid, can you tell us, please, how serious things appear this afternoon, as it were, in Melbourne?
Yeah, incredibly serious. We've been dealing with these issues for, well, maybe about 4 or 5 hours now in Australia, and it has had widespread impact right across pretty much every industry and sector. My network, Channel 9, we first started experiencing issues around 3 o'clock Eastern Australian time here, maybe four and a half hours ago. And it started small. We couldn't make phone calls, have meetings over our systems, and then it quickly became apparent that something was seriously wrong, and got to the stage where it was incredibly difficult to broadcast at all. Auto cues weren't working. We weren't able to send material back from the field, and we were right sort of right in the middle of our afternoon news bulletin when all of this started happening. So it's been widespread. I've been at the airport for much of the afternoon. Just chaos there. Departure screens just not even working, blacking out. People having no idea what the situation is, if they're going to leave. Friday evening, obviously, probably the most busiest time at the airport anyway, and it was just absolute chaos there. As well, supermarkets have experienced huge issues throughout the course of the afternoon. A lot of people are doing their grocery shopping for the weekend, and we've heard reports of scenes there, people not being able to pay for those groceries, having arguments with staff who were not in any way in the know about what was happening either, because as this was all unfolding, because the media industry was so affected, it was hard to get information out and tell people what was happening. And a lot of people I know just at the airport then still were in the dark about what was happening too. So it has been confusing. Our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, he's just announced a snap meeting will be held with our cyber security chiefs here in Australia, and he'll provide an update there. But it has been, yeah, chaos is the word for it. Banks not being able to operate. Supermarkets, as I mentioned, hospitals as well. Really horrible things happening inside the hospitals. Everyone having to revert to the old-fashioned technology, being a pen and paper, and that's obviously not working very well because it's been a while since anyone's had to do that. So, 4 hours into this crisis, and it seems to be unraveling further.
There have been some estimates of what the cost could be here, and it runs pretty high.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, even just using the airport as an example, dozens and dozens of flights cancelled, planes not able to leave. The idea that is going to cost the airlines a fortune. You would imagine people were going to desperately be trying to get refunds, and that's going to be a headache for so many people too. And then on a wider scale, a huge cost. You would imagine in the billions, and you think globally, just that's eye watering to think how much this is costing, all for an IT glitch essentially.
Right. Reid, thank you very much for that. Some of your texts on 51551. Simon says, well, that's what happens when you put all your eggs in a digital basket. It was inevitable. I'm an old school CD DVD man, so I'm smiling here. Happy for you, Simon. Just goes to show how dangerous the current push to go cashless in society is, says somebody else. Certainly there are bigger questions that will need to be answered about putting all of those eggs in the same digital basket, certainly. But as this unfolds, and as our understanding of what the workaround is and how to implement it improves, we will hope to bring you more on that before the end of the programme. Right now, ahead of talking to Orla Gearan, I'm going to take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.